In the following demonstration, we're going to look at four ways to deploy JSON templates to Microsoft Azure Stack. First, let's look at the documentation that's available to me on the Azure.com website. If I click on Using Templates, I can see a number of articles. And if I go to the overview, I can see that there's various templates available on GitHub that I can test with. Let's click on the link. And from here, I can simply download the zip file to my local machine. I've already done this in this environment. The four methods of deployment that we're going to look at are deployment with the portal, deployment with PowerShell, deployment with Visual Studio, which requires the installation of Visual Studio 2015 Update 1, and the Azure command line interface, which requires a specific download. I've already downloaded these items to my desktop. Let's first extract all the files for the quick start. I'm going to extract these to a folder on my C drive called Templates. Once they're extracted, you'll see that there's a good number of templates available to you that you can test. As I like to keep the path short that I'm going to be typing in for these templates, I'm going to move all the extracted folders up to the templates folder. Within these, there's two key files that we'll require for the deployments, the Azure Deploy and the Azure Deploy.parameters.jsons. Now I need to install the Azure command line tools. I simply click the installer, select Run, accept the license agreement, and install. When prompted, I'll provide my administrator account and password, and then the product will install in my environment. This will take several minutes to install. Once it's completed, let's go and take a look at the command prompt and see what's been installed. Note that I'm logged on as the Azure Stack user. I'm going to type Azure, and it will present me with some information about the command line tools. First of all, my mode is set to Azure Service Management, and I need ARM mode. So I'm going to type Azure Config Mode ARM. This changes my mode to Azure Resource Manager, which is required for Azure Stack. Next, I'm going to provide the command line to attach to the environment, and then I'm going to log into the environment with a second command. This will ask me for my password. In this instance, it's going to fail, and I noticed a command on the website that I could use to resolve this issue, so I run this command. Then I rerun the login command, and this time I'll successfully log into the Azure Stack environment. The files related to the Azure command line interface installation are located under your user profile at the root in a folder called .azure. The last tool I need to install is Visual Studio 2015 Update 1, and I'll do this with the Microsoft Web Platform Installer. I've installed it on my machine, and I provide the administrator credentials to run it. Once it opens, it's going to provide me with a list of things that I can select from to install. Here I see Visual Studio Community 2015 with the Azure SDK has already been installed. Let's open Visual Studio. The initial opening of Visual Studio will take a few minutes as it needs to set up some files in the back end. Once it's opened, I can navigate to Cloud Explorer and look at the environments that I'm connected to. Here you can see that I'm connected to three cloud environments. The last thing I want to check is to ensure that the modules that I require for these deployments are installed, and I simply run the get module star Azure RM star command and verify that they're there. Now we can start doing our deployments. Let's start with the portal. I'm going to go to the templates folder, find the Windows VM deployment, open the Azure Deploy JSON, and I'm simply going to copy all the contents of this file and then open the portal. In the portal, I click New, Custom, Template Deployment. Then I select Edit Template. I remove the contents that are currently there and replace them with the ones that I copied. I then need to update the parameters. I need to provide a new storage account name. Remember that this must be all small letters. I provide a virtual machine name, the administrator account for that virtual machine, as well as the password, and then I'll provide the DNS name for the public IP. Once I've completed this, I'll select the research group that I want to deploy to. In this instance, I'm going to create a new resource group. All of the parameters for the portal deployment list P in their name so that we can find it, because we'll have several different deployments. If I go to resource groups, I can see that the resource group has been created, and my deployment is actually deploying at the current time and has created some resources. By clicking on the deployment, I can see the parameters that I chose and the status of the deployment. Next, let's deploy with PowerShell. There's several options available. In this first one, I've provided all the parameters in a single script. In the second option, I haven't provided any parameters. I simply point to the azuredeploy.json. It'll ask me for the parameters during the deployment. The one that we're going to use today points to both the JSON deploy file as well as the parameters file. In order for this to run correctly, we provide several things such as the resource group name and the name of the deployment, as well as the fact that it's a local deployment. I also need to edit the template files. I've made a copy of the Azure Deploy and the Azure Deploy Parameters file in a PowerShell folder. Let's open the Parameters file so that we can edit it. The same JSON is going to be used for all of these deployments, but the parameters will change. Here, I've indicated that these are PowerShell deployment. I save the file. And then I log into the environment using a login script. I'll be prompted for my credentials, which I provide. And once I'm logged in, I'll be able to deploy with PowerShell. Now I click on my PowerShell file that I want to run, save it, and it begins running. I can see that its provisioning state succeeded. Let's go over and take a look at this in the portal. If I refresh the resource groups, I can see that my new resource group has now been added. This one is now deploying as well, and I can see that it started to build my resources. Once again, I can check, and I can see the status of the deployment. Now let's move on to the third deployment. In order to do this, I've created another folder called CLI for command line. I need to edit the parameters file for this, and here I've edited it to indicate CLI. Now I navigate to the command prompt and make sure that I'm in the folder where those files exist. And I type this command. It indicates the group is being created, the files that are being used, and the name of the deployment. Then I hit enter. It's now creating the deployment, and it's indicated that it's successfully done so. When we refresh the resource groups now, we can see a third deployment that's running. Once again, it's creating the resources, and if I click on the deployment, I can see the status of the deployment tasks that are taking place. We only have one more deployment method now, and that's Visual Studio. To deploy with Visual Studio, I need to create a project. I click New Project. It'll initialize my templates for me. And then I select Cloud, and under Cloud, I click on Azure Resource Group. I need to give my project a name. Once I've typed in the name, I select OK. This will create my project for me in Visual Studio. I'm creating it with a blank template so that I can move my JSON files into this project. As you can see, it's created two JSONs, but there's nothing in them. I navigate back to the folder where I've stored all my files. And I simply copy the default files from when I initially downloaded. I move to Documents, Visual Studio, Projects, My Project, and then I click on the Templates folder, and I paste my two files on top of these, replacing them. When I go back to Visual Studio, it's going to recognize that the files have been updated and ask me if that's okay. Now I need to edit the parameters file with the names of the storage account, the virtual machine, the administrator password, etc., to fit this deployment. Here I'm indicating VS for Visual Studio. Once I've entered all the parameters and I've verified that they're as I need them, I will save the file. To deploy, I simply right-click the project name and select Deploy. I've already created a deployment. It's connected to the right subscription. It's connected to a resource group that I want to use. I can edit the parameters at this stage if I'd like to, and then I click Deploy. It'll use PowerShell to do the deployment for me. Here I can see that my deployment has been created and it's in provisioning state. If I click on Resource Groups again, I can see that my Visual Studio deployment is now in deploying mode. And here it's creating my resources. Once again, going into the deployment, I can look at the parameters that I've selected for this deployment and the status. I can go back to Visual Studio, and once it completes, it will provide me with information about the success status of the deployment. Let's go back over to the portal. We've deployed Visual Studio now, and it's successfully completed the deployment of my virtual machine. If I click on Virtual Machines, we can see that we've created four virtual machines, one with command line, one with the portal, one with PowerShell, and one with Visual Studio. We use the same files, just making modifications to the parameters file. That concludes our demonstration of deployment of JSON templates in Azure Stack using the four tools.